On the telephone every Wednesday morning, just after 8:05, we check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk, who is, Margaret, no longer under the weather.
Yay. I'm glad you're feeling better, Marty.
To go. Marty Hawk, can you hear us? Good morning. How are you?
I can. The minute I heard you, both of you talking, I thought, oh, it's going to work this morning. I can hear you.
There we go.
So excited. I wish I knew what the problem has been.
However, don't have any problems. We are great. Everything is great. Mm-hmm. You sound great. And you told me you have plenty to do this morning, so we'll let you jump in and get us started here as we get things going on a Wednesday morning.
Okay. A little bit of good news for the taxpayers this morning. We did get our tax rates. It was sent back to us from the state where they combine all those tax rates from all the taxing units to say exactly what the tax rate's going to be depending on where you live. And it did edge down just a little bit. So that's a little bit of good news, and I mean a tiny little bit.
It's better than going up and having to explain why.
Absolutely, but when you take a look at what it was in 2013, it's gone up quite a bit from 2013, so you can see what happens over a couple of years.
Why is that, Marty, quickly?
Well, because if you do not continue to raise your assessed value at the same percentage that you're raising your spending, then your rate's going to go up. And I say that because, remember, just a couple of months ago, we were discussing that there was something way wrong with the assessed value that had been turned into the state.
Yes.
And indeed, they did find there was a huge error in that it all had to do with the what we call the super TIF. At least a great deal of it had to do with that, where they were not leaving in that assessed value that was already there, that was supposed to be spread throughout the taxing units, and that hadn't been included. So just to be clear, if we don't get those assessed values right that goes up to the state, and what will actually happen is, if it's not caught, we will all just pay more taxes because the tax rate will be higher because the assessed value didn't go up. So anytime somebody says, well, I want my taxes to be less, then it is time for us to welcome in new businesses and new growth so that our assessed values will go up and everybody gets then to pay a little bit less. However, one has to recognize that along with growth comes expenses, and that I want to transition into speaking a little bit about what's going on in the northern part of our county that actually will not be, from the study that I've done, just briefly, it doesn't look as if the county will have any input into this other than just a conversation. But the Benton Township, Washington Township, and Bloomington Township are considering joining together to put together a fire territory, which along with that will come an additional tax on their property. But in addition to which, folks there are very concerned about how they're going to meet the responsibilities to cover up fire protection. Bloomington Township have been carrying a lot of the responsibility to provide fire protection there. And they finally notified Benton Township and perhaps Washington Township as well that they were going to have to pay a certain percentage for each call out that they had to go serve in those areas, and which they have not been doing. They see from what I've been told, officials in Benton Township and Washington Township cannot see a way of their tax structure that they have now to be able to come up with these dollars to pay Bloomington Township for their fire service.
So let me, just so I'm paying attention here, the Bloomington Township, Benton Township, and Washington Township, that's the northeastern part,
right,
of Monroe County. Bloomington Township has been doing the service the whole time. They've finally said enough's enough. You guys have to start contributing to us helping. That's what we're talking about here?
Well, in part, I will say that... Of course, Benton Township has a lot of equipment and so forth they paid for, and they have a lot of volunteers. I suppose some of those volunteers are probably from Washington Township as well. From what they had indicated here that I've read, that a lot of those volunteers, it's hard to continue to keep the volunteers going. And they don't want to have to operate just with volunteers, because sometimes you can't always get the volunteer there quickly.
So it's a public safety issue to a degree?
So it is a public safety issue. Now, they are preparing to have public meetings. If they wish to put together this fire territory, they have to have it done before the end of March with all of the public notices and so forth, and to get it approved at the state level. This is going to be different. If this is put together, this will be different than what the Perry Clear Creek Fire District is, because there's fire districts and fire territories. So how all of this will come together, I don't know. The reason why I'm mentioning it is that I think a lot of citizens in that area will want to get a heads up, go to some of these meetings, follow along. If you have questions, call your township trustee. I am not here to say this is a good idea or a bad idea. I'm just trying to get the message out. Get informed, see what's going on, see what the options are. And
Marty, these are all supposed to be publicly posted meetings, so where can people find this information out that they're having meetings that they may want to go to?
Right. There was one, I've been told there was one posted last Friday in the newspaper, but, you know, not everybody reads those little public notices.
And they're made in mice type, so, yeah, that's a little tough. So
but what I have done is I've asked the newspaper to please do a story on this so people will get a heads up about it. And I know that people in that area are trying to, through social media, make sure that people are aware of it and be able to participate and put in their 2 cents worth to say, how is this going to work for me? And I know that there is the first joint meeting. They're going to have the different township boards come together. And the first one is going to be February 23rd at 6:30 at the Benton Township Volunteer Fire Department. And then there'll be a joint meeting of Benton and Bloomington and Washington Townships for March 8th. And it's going to be at the bus depot on Lee Paul Road. I'm not sure I know where that is. And then there will be a third meeting of all those townships, Benton, Bloomington, and Washington Township, on March 29th at 6:30 at the Bloomington Township Fire Department. And then it is stated that after that public meeting on March 29th, that same date, that they will all they'll meet immediately following the public hearing to adopt the resolution to establish the Northern Monroe County Fire Department. Now, they could either say they are going to adopt it exactly, all of those resolutions have to be exactly alike from each township, and they also will decide whether or not, if they want to adopt it, whether it would start in 2017 or 2018, because if they get it done before the end of March, it cannot even go into effect until the money coming in until 2017. Or they could determine this is not something they want to do at all, and they just do a pass on it. So it will make a big difference to the people in that area.
And the people voting on this are the members of the fire departments?
The township, because it's the township who will be paying for it. So if you live in Benton Township or Bloomington Township or Washington Township, this is important for you to know. It's a part of public safety.
I understand. I'm just trying to figure out who votes for it, Marty. I don't understand.
Right, right. Why I wanted to make it clear is that it is including a first-year proposed rate. That would be a tax rate that would be uniform throughout Bloomington Township, Benton, and Washington, and that's 0.7888. so those that can make a difference to folks. But it's just, since the county would not be voting on this, like at the Perry Clear Creek Fire District, when they their budget has to come before the county council, even though the Perry Clear Creek Fire Board will vote on the budget, they bring it to the county council and we have a binding vote. This vote will be strictly the township boards, the elected boards, that will be meeting, and each board will have to vote for it up or down.
So the township boards in each one of these townships are the actual people who are voting for this. So those are people who you probably want to discuss this with if you can't make some of these public meetings.
Right. Your township boards of Benton Township, Bloomington Township, and Washington Township. And the provider actually is going to be it's split up in such ways that there's one that's responsible for it and the other, which would be Bloomington Township. I'm saying this in generalities. I'm not trying to tell you what the law says. And then Benton Township and Washington Township would be more like a contributing, but there is a big push to try to get more fire coverage for these areas. So whether or not having a fire territory is the best way to go about it, I'm sure you'll be able to find out if you attend these meetings. This is real important. Even if the county government doesn't do this with them, it is certainly something we should be aware of. We're already getting calls at the county council office about it. And since we don't vote on it, that the only thing we can do is try to make others aware of what it is. Now, if you're Bloomington Township, you'd want to call Lillian Henniker, who's a trustee, and that's 812-336-4976. If you're Benton Township, that trustee is Michelle Bright, and that number is 812-339-6593. And in Washington Township, that's Barbara Uli. That's 812-876-1158. And I'm sure they will all be very interested in what your thoughts are on this.
Marty Hawks, our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in every Wednesday. And, folks, we are recording this interview, so if you didn't catch those phone numbers, no problem. You can play it back a little bit later this morning at WGCLradio.com. So it's an important thing because it involves your money and public safety. Marty, what else is on the radar this morning at the county meetings? What have you guys been doing?
Well, we're not ready for another meeting until next week.
Okay.
So we have some people out of town this week, and so it has been a slower week than some. But I heard you say that you wanted to discuss the MRF just a bit.
Yes, and absolutely.
Just to say that Tom McGlasslin, who's been with a Solid Waste District for quite some time, was appointed to be the new executive director. Right, he had been the landfill director, and so it appears that there's a movement by some to move forward with a materials recovery facility.
MRF.
better known as the MRF. But it also appears that he's saying that they need to get the numbers and realistic numbers before a decision such as that would be made. There are some who would just like to, damn the torpedoes and just go with it. And I'm happy to see that at least some are saying we need to take a look at the numbers to make sure that they are realistic and sustainable. So I was happy to see that.
I'm going to ask a dumb question because this is what I excel at in this program. His job is not tied to anything happening with the MRF moving forward, right? If he comes out and says, hey, look, this isn't fiscally responsible, or we don't have the money to make this work, they're not like, well, we don't need that job, that guy anymore, right? So this isn't a put somebody in position to make this work. This is put somebody in position to see if it will work.
Well, that's certainly something I'm looking at with a question in my mind. I'm going, some of this reporting, and that's not to say that's exactly what was meant to be said, but it looks like as if some are saying, well, we put that salary up higher because
we got to have somebody to run that facility.
Right. So, that's questionable. I'm thinking. I'm not saying that they wouldn't say they would still need a director.
But it was sure interesting to include the salary when there hasn't been anything determined moving forward 100%.
Right. I absolutely agree with you. I think that's troublesome to read that in there. I think if I was looking at this and I thought that was my job, I might be a bit concerned. But we'll find out what the study of that is going to look like for sure.
Well, I mean, doesn't that board report to the county council? Because I would want to know. If they're saying that his job salary is directly related to the MRF, and then now if he, that seems like they're kind of shoving him into having to do that then.
Well, and I understand why you would read this and think that, because I looked at that and I thought, I'm not sure I like the way that reads. But I have not spoken with Cheryl Munson, who is our council representative on that board. Yes, indeed, that budget is voted on by the county council. But right now, they have a budget to work with this year, and the only time they would need to come forward to us is if they wanted an additional appropriation. I'm hoping that won't be necessary, and I think Tom McGlesson will work real well with the people that already out there on board and try to make sure that everything runs smoothly. And I can't believe he would be suggesting that we move forward with the MRF if the numbers are not realistic.
The interesting part was we're going to run these numbers to see if they make sense. And then the other interesting part was, hey, the salary part. So it is interesting. So we'll keep
right,
an eye.
It makes that look like it's that you better come up with the right numbers.
or you're not going to get that's in there. So that was interesting. Marty, we've got a couple minutes left. Anything you want to wrap up with us really quickly?
Well, just that we always have to continue to watch what's going on with our jail expenses. There were several additional items of repair and replacement and so forth having to do with the jail, and I know that there's a big push now to do something about a public safety tax. So I'm saying we need to keep our eye open, because indeed this might be something that the county and the city would be moving forward with, and I wonder how that will affect that fire territory. All of these are questions of which I do not have an answer, but just to say some heads up here.
Can I give you some homework for next week? We were talking to Tim Mayer a couple weeks ago, and I don't know why I just thought of this now. The county is building a large parking garage behind the jail, correct?
Right.
Will that garage have any public use on weekends when there are no county employees, or will it sit empty?
Well, you know, one would think I might know something about that, but...
That's why I said I have homework for you.
Right. I'm telling you, I think the commissioners did a pass on that question. And remember, the commissioners moved forward with this without asking the council anything about it. I mean, that we had no input on it, and they're paying for it out of their TUM cap budget, which means that we then will have to have these ongoing bond issues over and over again.
Well, and the issue is we hear about the state of the city, and we've got parking meters this, and the parking meters don't work and that, and we build a parking garage that no one gets to use with county money or taxpayer money, and you can't use it.
It sure seems like it would be a sensible way to...
alleviate some of that, especially right in the middle of downtown. So if you could do a little homework on that for us,
well,
we'd appreciate it.
And I'll be happy to ask them.
I'm not saying they're going
to
give you an
head
answer
on it. They're not going to be... As far as I know, there's not going to be any kind of a parking meter in there. How they would do this, but certainly it would seem to me that...
Was the garage built with taxpayer money?
Well, all the others were, too. The other garages that were built were built with taxpayer money.
I just want to be clear, I'm not leading anybody down the wrong road. If it's built with taxpayer money, but taxpayers can't use it, I find that very interesting.
Right, and I'm not saying I was in favor of this.
Oh no, no, no! I'm not putting any words in anybody's mouth. I would like to know if that, when it's completed, if it will be any public use for it, or if it's just for county employees.
Well, and what I've been, here's what I believe at this point is that there's not enough spaces there for county employees right now. So it's only going to be for some county employees. So how are they going to choose which ones are going to get a spot there?
Now, well,
that
easy.
Would be during working hours. Everybody else is going to have to go pay to park someplace because they're going to close
sure.
the other parking lot.
And then at 5 o'clock when everybody goes home, the garage sits empty until 8 o'clock the next morning.
4 or 5. Some people leave at 4.
Sure.
And then, of course, we've got the court employees, some of which, you know, if court is in session, they'll be there longer. And then we have jail employees who, you know, they're around
That's around the clock. But that those jail employees will not fill that garage 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And I get that. So, but I'm just saying those are things you have to look at. It certainly seems to me that it should be available. I know that they had been asked, could we use it during the Saturday mornings or something of the sort.
How about any time there's not county employees in there?
Right.
That's not too hard
right.
to figure out.
Well, I would think that what we're going to see is everybody in county government seems to be running for office this year.
So you're not going to get a lot of answers to any of these questions, are
we? Well, no. I think you're going to see a rush to looking like, not just I use that term. That was a bad term, wasn't it? There's going to be a rush to try to provide a service to citizens and make that clear. I think that perhaps because everybody's name is on the ballot, we might see a difference.
Okay.
Now, the as far as county commissioners, it's only one commissioner's name is on the ballot because the other one is not going to run.
Well, I'm going to keep that on my list because I'm going to keep asking that question because I think that's interesting.
Right. and hopefully they will answer that question. But even when you're looking at the county council, look who all's names on the ballot this year. We have one that's running for Congress, three that's running for county council, and the council attorney's running for judge. So, you know, that's all. It's going to be a very busy year having to do with whose name's on the ballot. We've got the treasurer is running for the auditor's office. We've got the, it's just all inner workings there. And so every step you take, you have to think, okay, what's the real story now? My name's not on the ballot, so...
You can cause trouble now? Is that what you're
saying?
Well,
you know, I really would hope that what I'm going to be causing is an opportunity to improve the way that we work together, and I think that's very possible. I'm being very optimistic at the beginning of this year, thinking that we might once again be proud of Monroe County government.